Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I was just a pig in heaven.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, what's going on? I think I'm onto something, though.
Well, you're we'll not with your on... shoe game. We'll Tell keep... people you got your Jesus Birkenstocks on with socks. We told you not to look like that. And you, Steiny, they're nice. But it ain't it today. I can't go out with you today. How about that?
Well, my younger...
Oh. We told you not to do it.
I have to go to the doctors today, Steiny.
I didn't know. That's right. I forgot.
How am I 20 years older than Evan and his hammy might be shot?
Because he
Why
works.
Why does that make me feel better, Evan?
He I don't works out.
I work out, too. No. I'm the LeBron of the 24-hour fitness. Okay. Evan, I hope you're good, man.
Bottom Thanks, line Jim. Is my daughter's home from college.
Oh, she's home.
And I will go home wearing this, and I will get her evaluation. Whether you can wear socks with Birkenstocks. I'm starting to get the impression that at my age, you shouldn't wear them at all.
Well, you got a license to
look. Boy, are they comfortable to just slip on.
Marcy came and took a picture of your feet.
Yeah.
Rex Ryan.
Okay.
That's nasty.
Okay. Let me be clear here. This is from the 415 Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Steiny, making the claim that if Purdy doesn't play Thursday, the 49ers made a mistake playing him on Sunday is idiotic.
Oh.
You're all about semantics. Come on, man. What a cheap take. Yeah, I clarified it a little bit. You can call it a mistake. You don't have to call it a mistake. I don't even have to call it a mistake. But what I can say, what I can call it is the worst possible outcome.
No, all right.
For the decision that you made, other than Purdy being hurt more seriously.
But what more is there than player A saying, Brock, I can go?
You made a mistake. You picked the worst option. That's the way I look at it. Because, again, he was hurt.
Wow.
He came back from an injury.
After 2 weeks.
He played. And now he may not play tomorrow, which means... he got hurt again.
But you guys are the same people that were ripping Ian Rappaport about
the
2 to 6 weeks.
And we're the same people that if you want to talk on Thursdays and Fridays about how safe you can be and how protecting guys and how, you know, give them one more week or two, for all you guys, they made the wrong choice.
And I'll say this to that. It doesn't upset me. Sports upset me. But the fact that the rat on the table brought to you by Atco Pest Control is they didn't want Martinez to go out there and get his first start. I believe there was something to that by everybody. But the bottom line, Stoney, is we can do all true detective and blame. This is getting to the point now to where Brock Purdy just shown us 2 weeks off is not enough. So how many more games is it going to take or weeks? If you're looking at it through your prism.
No, maybe more now. Maybe more now. What if I told you
that? Shout out Original Joe's. Maybe more from the original.
Yeah, and maybe 3 more weeks because they re-aggravated it. Wow. We're not going to know that. But boy,
thank God Mac is healthy.
Let me tell you something. If he misses Thursday and Tampa Bay, now we got.
No, you got a serious injury, though.
Right, and then you can really ask the question.
And I'm no doctor. And turf toes are, those things linger, man. But
you're saying they linger.
No, we were told, Lo Neal and Baldy told us.
Right. And so what I'm saying is, right. And you're usually in the camp of, let's protect him. And I'm never in a camp.
I'm going to say this about what I see on the 49er chessboard, and you tell me what you think from a Mac Jones perspective. Stoney, you can say what you want. This dude's doing his version of Geno Smith, what we saw with Darnold. If Brock Purdy's out 3 to 4 weeks and this dude, who's undefeated, by the way, when he starts, can go down here and quarterback a game, let's just say they lose, but the offense is not the reason, and then he's got two more shots at it and comes back and he's winning game. Like, he's in a great – it's about the team. But I'm talking about Mac, and you know what I mean. He was left on the trash heap. He has a great opportunity to show not just the Niners, because they got their quarterback, but my point is to show the whole NFL world, hey, you give me a coach, I got something. And right now, I think he can say that because he's 2-0. So hell of an opportunity for Mac Jones to stay healthy and continue to play good football.
I think it's asking a lot to think you're going to beat the Rams with Mac Jones, man, or Brock Purdy, man, tomorrow, given, man, the wide receiver situation and obviously Kittle and Bosa. But Tampa right. Bay's not going to be an easy game either.
Man, no doubt about it. Like, wow. But I don't know where to start on the injuries. I want to know. How does that look, Stoney? What do you do? Is it the owner? I don't know. What do you do? And the game tomorrow is also on
maybe
turf.
Maybe you just do what Kyle did on Sunday, and that is you got to play guys who are hurt and risk it. Brock Purdy talked to the media yesterday.
Let's hear it.
And this is where, you can read into it if you think he's going to play or not. I'll go through some of this sound. This is Purdy yesterday talking with the media.
No, I feel a lot better compared to the week one game for sure. Toes just a little sore from the game, but nowhere near as bad as after Seattle.
I hadn't heard that. Okay, so it's not as bad.
So after Seattle.
The original injury.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is he saying it was worse after Seattle?
Yes, he was.
Okay. And then he missed the following two games.
Gotcha.
Okay. This is measuring the soreness with possibly injuring it worse.
Something that we talked about, playing might, lead to some soreness and stuff. So I sort of expected it, but, with the quick turnaround, Thursday night game and everything, it's tougher. I don't have as many days to, get right and heal up and feel better. So just where we're at.
So, Stoney, could this just be a thing of if this were a normal week and they played on Sunday, he might be under center.
Maybe. And it's a shame they just found out today that they play tomorrow and not Sunday, apparently. Because maybe if they'd known they had a short week, they would have done things differently.
I'm not as concerned now as I once was before we heard that audio. Because for him to, one, say it's not feeling like it was after Seattle, and then two, the quick turnaround might be the reason they're doing what you're saying and Ross, that they didn't do last week, Stoney.
I'll take it the other way.
Give it to me.
Brock Purdy played a game, then missed two games. He played another game. He may miss the following week. This thing could be a problem. It's as simple as that. Brock Purdy may have to miss the game after he plays both games that he's played year.
Then you couldn't let him play because you need to fit. Like, that's not helping anybody or good for anybody. You want his ass out, even if you had to put him in a straitjacket. So you did your due diligence.
You could have done that last week.
To get you out there multiple weeks.
Yeah, you could have done that last week. Everybody seemed to have all the answers. I picked the wrong one. More Brock per 888-957-9570 is the number. 49er fans, how are you looking at the quarterback situation right now? Purdy starts Sunday. Doesn't look like he's playing tomorrow. Mac Jones, it looks like it's going to be the quarterback. Does that mean they have no interest in ever going with Martinez, their emergency quarterback? And maybe what they were saying is, Brock Purdy was hurt on Sunday, but it wasn't an emergency, so that's why we played him. I don't know. I just know that you're looking at playing tomorrow night against the Rams without Brock Purdy. Yeah. And he played 4 days ago. So, you know, he will have played 4 days prior. More Brock Purdy here.
I was ready to go. You know, I felt pretty good. And, you know, for me to go out and execute an offense and go through reads and throw the ball, like throughout the week at practice, I felt great. And so I had a lot of confidence going into the game thinking that was going to be good. So that was our decision and we're rolling with it.
Anything?
I don't know who to blame. Like, if that's what you're looking like,
I'm not blaming anybody.
But
they all made the wrong choice. The choice that the franchise made, I think, they was the worst possible outcome, other than him getting hurt for the rest of the season. Let's go to more Brock Purdy, and we're trying to read into what you think his intention is tomorrow.
But how many people have called Niner fans and ripped them for letting them play? Not too many.
Yeah, I don't think they...
Well, Devin and Uber, he was kind of on the fence, but... I mean, nobody's gone off, Stani, and lost their stuff about...
Because they're used to it.
Or, no, they know they're in good hands when Mac Jones is available.
It's because I've given the edict, no crying about injuries. So that's why people aren't going to call in.
Yeah, right. Like, you got that much power.
And I also think that there are 49er fans that...
Are right?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we got a guy, Ross Tucker, who watched. He said he thought it was a bad look.
It was a bad look, yeah.
I mean, over the last 2 days, it has kind of hit me. I'm sorry, it just hit me. He played week one, missed week two, missed week three. We talked about it ad nauseum about should he, on Sunday. He goes out and plays. He's terrible. And now his status for Thursday.
Were terrible too.
Okay, yeah, fine.
Hey,
it doesn't matter.
You played sports.
Fine.
Have you ever been hurt?
It doesn't matter.
You got to put pressure on
that's
something.
That's not even
to
part of the argument. Okay, he was great. Let's say he was great and they won the game.
But he wasn't.
He's out Thursday.
Yeah, right.
That's the biggest part.
Now, what about if it's only because of quick turnaround? Because the last segment, you went off just about your version of going
He's
off.
He's still
about
missing a game.
Re-aggravating it.
He's missing the biggest game of the year, possibly. That's all I'm saying. And it seems like they could have prevented it.
But it's easy for guys that don't play like you and I to say that. Because, Stani, why would they? They took Jacksonville to me. Obviously, it's a division game. I get that. But why would you, if they knew that, why would they have him play against Jacksonville rather than do what you're saying
save
him for the division game?
If they knew what?
That he was going to get hurt.
Well, of course they didn't know he was going to get hurt, but they – I got to believe they damn well knew he wasn't 100%.
And I think he's going to be that way the rest of the season.
Okay.
That's just me.
Well, then they're in trouble.
And you might be right. But the second guessing ain't going to get you nowhere.
You do is second guess injuries. So it's like second guessing one. They played a guy and he got hurt.
He was already hurt.
Okay. You said it. You said it, though, that they played a guy who was already hurt.
But does that
hurt.
Sound like I'm caping?
I haven't thought about it in terms of caping or
He's
not caping.
He's already had an injury. We know that.
He may as well just run him out there. That's all. All I'm saying is...
It's scary if I'm a Niner fan,
give me
man.
A scenario that would have been better than the one that occurred.
Oh, there's many.
Thank you. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app and now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios. And
I'll take another quick crack at it.
The other thing is maybe...
Like, he felt good enough that he thought he was healthy.
Well, okay, we're the doctors.
And he finished the game.
Go ahead and rationalize it.
No, I'm not right.
Go ahead and rationalize it
understand.
As we go down to L.A. with Matt Jones.
My
That's
question
fine.
To you and Ross... is I get what you're saying, but Stani, that's not going, they got a game to play tomorrow.
Right, and they put themselves at a disadvantage possibly for that game tomorrow because of the way they handled the situation. And notice I didn't say definitely, but they've possibly put, they've sabotaged this upcoming game a little bit, but that's an outcropping of the decision to play Purdy because now Purdy may not be able to play Thursday. Let's go to Tony in Oakland. Hey, Tony.
Good morning. This is as simple as X's and O's or Esso. It's exoteric versus esoteric. Oh. So unless you hosts have ever been in the zone, you don't know how this works. If you're a player and you know what it is to feel the moment, so Shanahan, who can't feel jack, so maybe they have Lynch. Lynch can feel stuff. He should be able to get with each one of those players and say, who's feeling it, right? Because when you're feeling it, this is how warriors go into battle. It doesn't matter if you have a little owie. You get in, and then you're of it, and you don't have to worry about what this little injury is. So you just do it ahead of time, and let Lynch call the shot here about who should play, because Shanahan has never been in a moment. That's why he was like a loser when he went out there in a football uniform, right? So this is what you do. And if they're in, then they could carry the day. What would Patton say? He could feel the moment. He could feel the lucky moment in battle and tell which one of his warriors should go out and lead the rest of them. It's really simple when you know what it feels like.
Mm. And I've been in the zone last Saturday, 24-hour fitness. I was in one, Stoddy, so I've been in the zone. Yeah. Everything going in.
I thought she had more to add.
My girl said Patton. Racker! That was awesome.
Yeah, what did she say? How did you interpret what she said? What?
That you manifest, what you possess is what you confess. You got to manifest.
What does that mean? What you possess is what you, what? Can you explain that? Now we got two things. Explain to me what the hell she was talking about. And then explain to me what.
Call back. I don't want my ticket.
You think she's getting in?
She told me about
Tony's got no shot.
Snotty, you talk about your golfing, but last Saturday, your boy was in a zone. Yeah.
You're talking about pickup basketball?
Yeah. Which Evan can't play right now. That, come on, man.
That felt unnecessary.
But you, all the jokes about my knee, bulky knee Johnson, and you're the one.
Yeah, I feel like you're going to take all opportunities now, which is fine.
I got you. Stoddy, what you looking at?
Somebody saying, they maybe could have possibly put themselves at a potential disadvantage. Yeah. 415.
Are you a politician?
Boy. But that happened when he got hurt in Seattle.
Oh, this is so funny.
No, seriously.
This is where you're the flip-flopper of flip-floppers. And if you're going to yell at me, I'll lay out. But for the guy who constantly says,
yeah,
we got to be careful.
I'm with you.
What if he gets hurt?
He missed two games, partner.
And guess what? He came back and he got hurt. And now it's like, well, we can't really.
So you're saying he came back too early.
But
you didn't say that before the game.
I said start the third stringer. If you want to really go there.
I'll give you that. I ain't trying to be nice. I'll give you that. But listen, this is my analogy. I get drunk, go to a club, and get my ass kicked. 2 weeks go by, I get drunk again, go to another club, get my ass kicked. That's stupid. You are acting like Brock did that. No, Brock was nursing the injury that happened 2-3 weeks ago. So to go try and play because he feels better, you know what that is, Donnie? He's testing it out.
Okay, and he got hurt again.
That's all. But that's how delicate this injury is going to be, is all that. So, but you didn't go and know his. Well, you did, because you said maybe go with Martinez. I'll give you that. You did mention him. But what do you do now? Well, Mac's back. It looks like he's going to. So
you go down to L.A. where they're at full strength, and you try to beat him with a backup quarterback. That's what you have to do. When you say, where do you go?
Yeah.
You go the only way you can go, and that is to play your backup because now your starter's hurt again.
Yeah. Whose quarterback started 50 games in his career, Stoddy.
And you know what?
I'm just saying.
Let's temper our, this is the best backup in the NFL. This is not your typical backup. You know, now we're getting into a backup playing 3, 4, 5 games.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens with the backup. If he's got to play more than 2 or 3 games, because.
But he's under Kyle's system, though. I'll give you something to that. But this is Kyle's system, Stoddy. And he was throwing the ball.
Then bet on the 49ers tomorrow. You won't.
Oh, hell, why would I?
There's
too much other stuff going on.
Well, that's my point. It's like, I don't care if he's the best backup in history. He's not as good as Brock Purdy on your depth chart. And now you got to go down and do it.
Wow, man, they are. I mean, they're between a rock and a hard place, man. Because now it's about how long is enough.
Here's also Purdy on if the toe affected his throwing.
Still, I don't really know. I missed the throws on film and everything, but is it something that had to do with my toe and whatnot? I couldn't tell you at this point. You know, like, I'm still trying to get better and feel good with my toe and everything, but I think down the road after I feel 100% and good to go, you know, start throwing the ball, maybe I can come back and answer that question. But right now, I still don't know.
Evan's got a doctor's appointment today. And when that doctor presses on his hammy, does it hurt? He's got to tell him yes or no.
Yes.
I don't know does not exist. What does that mean? No, seriously, Stani, what?
Like, still, I don't really know. I missed the throws on film and everything, but is it something that had to do with my toe and whatnot? I couldn't tell you at this point. You know, like, I'm still trying to get better and feel good with my toe and everything.
Oh, you can't
play
for 3 weeks.
I think down the road after I feel 100% and good to go, you know, start throwing the ball, maybe I can come back and answer that question. But right now, I still don't know.
And you can't. That's to Bob Melvin. You give him 5 weeks. If you don't know why those throws were why the, you got to sit.
What about this?
You have to sit because you have to know.
What if he does know, but he doesn't want to blame his performance on an injury like most athletes don't want to?
Hadn't thought of that. It better be that, because if he truly does not know, then you're not ready to go. Give it to me.
Well, he's being asked about going up against the Rams D-line. Does it even matter? He ain't playing.
Right. Well,
probably.
Yeah.
No, let's this is crazy. I'm doing all status
all
stuff
right.
for
I'll
him.
Go ahead.
We'll get through this one here. This is Purdy asked if not practicing today means he's doubtful for Thursday. And of course, today meaning yesterday.
Honestly, Thursday night football games are, you know, they come quick, so anything can happen, but I'm still hopeful that I can, so we'll see.
We'll see.
Hey, did Burrow start, or did, when Zach Taylor said, we'll see, did what he was saying about actually ever come to fruition? I can't remember what it was about.
What was that question?
It wasn't about Burrow, it was about...
It was about a holdout.
Yeah,
it was about a holdout.
Look at him,
the
young receiver?
Was it about a receiver? Jamar Chase. He got paid $40 million.
That's right. Boy.
That's right.
I hope you don't have Chase on your fantasy team. Man. He has nobody throwing the ball. Was it Spadoni? Give me Jamar Chase. Good God.
I got Brownlee.
Oh, man.
No, I got...
You're 2-2,
looks
bud.
Like I got to take Lamar Jackson out.
Well, he took himself out. Yeah, his hammy.
You know, when you're in a 16-team league...
Yeah, boy.
And everybody's got two quarterbacks.
It's 2 a.m. at the club.
And here's the other thing. I made a big mistake. I traded Penix to Evan.
Oh.
And I only have one quarterback on my roster.
I did something stupid like that.
So we're going to be going with this weekend...
And Kyler Murray.
Oops. No, I'm...
Geno Smith's available.
No. You'd be surprised. There's not many guys available.
It's a 16-team league.
I can't do it now, of course.
Hey, last thing about the Giants. We got the baseball game on, and I saw a picture of somebody that I want the Giants to get their version of. Ask me who.
Scooble.
No, that's a player. This is a manager. I want the Giants
Terry
to get
Francona.
No, Stoney, stop. He's been around a few blocks, and I like him.
Let me see. Detroit. Jim Leland.
Steven Vogt. Like, if the Giants could get there. I wanted Bochy, but if that's off the table, Barry Bonds.
There are no big names in baseball when it comes to managers.
Barry. What if Buster was the manager? Like, why do you – we don't know. I'm just throwing stuff.
Right, you're just throwing stuff.
What if Zach took over his job and Buster was the manager?
888-957-9570 is the number. When Guru talks like this, how about Barry Bonds? Why not Barry Bonds? And when he also says, maybe move Manassian to the president of player and Posey. What?
Just stop.
What's the best way to react to that if you're Matt Steinmetz?
say it's impossible.
It's not impossible. That's the problem.
And that's why, Evan wanted to throw something at me, but we don't know. Albert Pujols is the manager of the Angels. Where'd that come from?
Evan, did Albert Pujols express an interest in managing after his playing days were over?
Yes, and he's not officially the manager, but he's interviewing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, give me a name.
No. No, I hope it's somebody we've never heard of. And then I hope they win 111 games.
Well, it will be for you, but.
That was a 9. Look at that. That was Drew Brees, Don. You know what he's doing. Kuminga.
I'm going with Spencer Rattler.
Look at
I am.
Oh, no. That kid's been playing. They gave Buffalo a little scare.
Here's the other thing. This is why I am. This is a game within a game.
Oh, boy.
The Giants had their big win last week, so the Saints about to roll up about 40 on their ass. All right, here's what's coming up on the game. By the way, 888-957-9570 is the number. Yes or no, did the Niners butcher the quarterback situation? What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're not a man of God.
Let me tell you something. This guy is a ball player.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
What you know about Mark Kerr? Not Steve Kerr, not his son, Mark Kerr.
He was a bad wrestler.
Well, Dwayne The Rock Johnson's playing him in this movie. Evan and I might go together and see the smashing machine. He's transformed his body. This looks like it's going to be good.
He's not a wrestler.
Okay, I didn't...
He's a real fighter.
Like a boxer.
Like an MMA fighter.
Okay, who is he? Well, then why are they calling him the wrestler?
On Tuesday, Johnson
Why is it called the wrestler? Why is it called the fighter?
The smashing machine.
Okay.
UFC heavyweight
what
champion.
What are you coming
Mark
down
Kerr?
My road for? He asked me if I knew Mark Kerr, and I was like, I think he's a wrestler.
Because you make fun of real fighters because they're not wrestlers, and they're real fighters.
Allegedly.
Dude, I can't wait.
Tell you one guy I'd like to get in the ring.
To me?
That guy, what's his name? Tate.
Andrew Tate?
Andrew Tate.
Why, you don't...
Oh, man. I'd love to get in the octagon with him. I'd come in with 7 foreign objects.
Brass knuckles,
I don't care if I'd get disqualified.
Boy. Wow. Let's hope he doesn't hear
I'd
that.
I'd be coming in there with a shiv. I'd be coming in there with some heavy metal. Yeah. We're talking about the 49ers. Who's quarterbacking tomorrow? It sounds like it's going to be Mac Jones. We played a lot of Brock Purdy on the other side. Here's some Mac Jones. Well, let me finish up with Purdy real quick.
Because my boy Big Deck sent a text, and I want to read it to you and the listeners.
Well, do you want to do it now? Or?
He said Purdy was the sacrificial lamb. That's why Kyle ran him out there. And now he's got Mac Jones at his disposal.
So ask him if he thinks that was a mistake. Sounds like
it was a joke.
The 49ers play Thursday, so obviously that gives them a lot of time to recuperate for the following weekend. How does that play into things for Brock?
100%. If I can play this game, I'm going to play. And obviously, you know, I want to get right and get healthy and everything, but we need to win this game against the Rams, so that's how I'm looking at it.
Oh, so it sounds like you're going to play. Well, if the game were tonight, would you play?
Tonight, no, but I have 2 days.
All right, there it is. There's all the Purdy sound. Yes, he said that yesterday. If the game were tonight, no, but I have 2 days. Sounds like last week.
But
want to make another bad
let's
decision?
Let's look at each other. We've been around a few blocks. They won't do what they did last week just because guys like you and Roz Tucker will second guess them. If they learned anything, the dude needs some more time.
Well, the way we wouldn't second guess him is if he played Thursday.
Oh, no doubt. Right. But wouldn't that be negligence at this point?
Just call him as healthy as he was last week and play him. No, like, so that's my thing.
He's your cash cow.
If he plays tomorrow, then in a crazy kind of way, I'll be like, well, toughed it out.
No, you should be ready to start a riot on that. What are they doing down there? Whoever it's up to, if you're mad about him playing this past Sunday, you're going to tell me 4 days go by, he felt something, and he's back out there. But let me tell you who ain't playing tomorrow, pal, is Brock Purdy. Take that to the bank.
How late last week were we saying that about Purdy? Like, were we more sure?
I'm turning into you.
What happened?
He re-aggravated the injury.
When?
Playing against Jacksonville.
No, I don't believe Kyle would ever put him in harm's way like
Connie,
that.
Stop. They're not, man, he is your guy. Treat him as such. And I think the reason he played last week is, I really do believe, because Mac Jones couldn't go. So they're not ready to hand the keys or even try the Martinez experiment.
Let's go to Ryan in Irvine. What's up, Ryan? How you doing, man? What do you got?
Hey, I'm good, guys. Hey, in a day and age of price gouging for all these different subscriptions and TV providers and stuff, I would pay any amount of money to see you fight Andrew Tate. I mean, that would be amazing.
Well, Stoney wouldn't last a round.
I bring foreign objects in? Just give me one, like... you know what they used to do in professional? I'll wear an elbow pad with silver dollars in it, you know, so when I clothesline him, it'll have more of an effect. Oh, yeah.
He doesn't want a part of me.
I love it.
He doesn't want any part of me. Of course, he probably can't even get into the United States right now. All right, what's up?
So I wanted to answer your question before the break. You said, you know, did they botch this thing? I wanted to use a baseball analogy. I don't know if you guys saw the Red Sox-Yankees game.
I watched every second and asked Stoney, did he watch it last night? He goes, I ain't watching baseball, but go ahead.
Okay, so you had two different concepts, right? It was a pitcher's duel.
Yeah.
Yankees pitcher had it going, reached a certain pitch count, third time through the lineup, they pulled him, didn't have a good outcome. Red Sox pitcher had it going, took more of a feel approach, right? Our guys got it going. Let's let them get out there. Let's get them through the seventh inning. Took a more feel approach. This is where I think Kyle, it's hard to believe he has any feel with how he's treating the situation, because all indications are that throughout practice, during the open practice time, there were reporters that were saying Brock didn't look too hobbled, rolling out, running, but he was sailing passes. He was going high with a lot of his passes during practice. So it's hard for me to think that between talking to the player, talking to the quarterback coach, talking to the trainers, talking to your offensive coordinator, that you saw all this and thought, whatever, we're just going to roll with them. Like, sometimes Kyle needs to have a little more feel and say, my guy's not got it. He doesn't have it. Because it would be like yesterday, if that Red Sox pitcher was starting to slip, you know what I mean? He was having difficulties. Well, then, yeah, you got to get out there and you got to do something difficult. You got to have a hard conversation with your ace and say, hey, man, let the other guys pick you up. You did enough tonight, right?
Wow.
Kyle's got to do that with Brock.
Hey, let me ask you this.
He didn't do that in this situation, and it set him back.
Yeah, do me a favor. I'm Kyle right now. The one question you could ask me about Brock starting last week or playing, how would you say it?
I don't even think I would ask. I would observe, and I would say, hey, Brock, we're going to pull you, and I'm going to tell you why. Mm. I want you ready for week six, because our prognostication with our doctor said 2 to 5 weeks. I think we're rushing, getting you back, man. You're sailing passes. You're putting people in harm's way. We got to go with someone else. You're going to be ready for week six and lead us to the playoffs after that moment.
Well, thanks, Ryan.
So – you've been around.
I would have done that now. Obviously.
The 2-point conversion. he was elusive in doing the skedaddle, the Niners, the one that went to Jennings and got the Malachi Crunch. Dibs, you stole that from me. Shout out to Happy Days. But is that a demerit for Brock Purdy that the ball was that high and the receiver went up to go? If they completed it and got the two-point conversion, but I'm being real, Steiny. That is not my prototypical medicine ball. That's you going up to make a play for your receiver.
Well, first of all,
kept the play alive.
I don't think he was super elusive on that play. I thought he just rolled one way, then rolled the other way.
That's a skedaddle.
Well, if...
Because they were coming for him.
Nah, I didn't see it that way.
He rolled to the right, had to...
I didn't see it that way.
And throw it back to the left.
Yeah, but he wasn't like evading guys. It wasn't
statuesque. That's what I'm telling you.
Sure, if that's good enough for you. How was the throw? Was it on a line?
No.
Did it have zip on it? No.
It got there.
Yeah, it got there, and it got your guy hurt.
You are something
else.
It was a tough play. Your boy went, I mean, good. Tell me who I wouldn't want to be on the Niners now. Ask me what player outside of Bosa.
Who?
Juwan Jennings. This has just been a wreck. My neck, my knee, my back, my arm. It's just like this
good thing
dude.
Good thing he schnookered him and got that.
No, he's getting hurt on the
Juwan
field.
Juwan Jennings. Just
pay me or trade me. Dude, just think about Jennings 4 games. It's been a car wreck.
Get tougher players.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Although he is, I would say he's probably the toughest guy.
Jim Olay for $4.99 on the YouTube chat. Steiny, if you're going to wrestle, you need a good wrestling name. What's your name? Steiner!
I'll think about it.
The Metzer.
Metzer. You're stealing from the Mets.
I'm stealing from Steve.
Well, they're both beatable. Yeah.
Harry Carey with those glasses.
Hey, Sports Talk on 95.7 The Game is always presented by Paramount+. Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+. Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And you know what just crossed my mind? And you never know what's going to cross somebody's mind. Or you never know what's going to interrupt a thought that you're trying to convey on the radio verbally. But Evan, are you familiar with David Letterman?
Of course, yeah.
Okay. David Letterman had this thing, and I always thought it was really cool. And I was wondering if you could help me with it. So you remember when he used to do his reads and he would kind of make the paper into a paper airplane or crumble it and then throw it, and they'd throw it like that, and then he would have the breaking glass sound.
Mm-hmm.
If you could get a breaking glass sound, that'd be so cool, because then I could do stuff like when I get done with a read, crumble it up, throw it, and then like it shatters glass. That'd be cool.
Well, you got to do the read first.
No, I did. Paramount Plus. Right. And I did it.
Well, you have to do it
right
correct.
In the meat. It was right in the meat of the segment.
He's proud of him.
Give me the meat.
That should be your wrestling name. The meat.
All right. Let's get into some Mac Jones. He talked yesterday. And looks like he's going to be playing with a knee brace. So,
you'd think that'd make him a little less mobile. But what does he say about that?
You did your brace during the game, and then you put it back on in that game. Where are you now as far as playing with the knee brace?
I'll probably have it on.
All right, he's going to have a knee brace on.
You think? Proceed with caution, man.
So does that mean
he had it on at the end of the last game he was in?
But he's played some this year without a brace. Is that correct?
Yeah, but he's not Michael Vick or Brock Purdy.
Oh,
God.
Oh, Steiny, Jim Molay saying he did it with pencils, not paper. Okay, I got pens. That should work. What does the film say about the Rams?
Obviously, you watch and get as much in as you can. But like I said, you kind of go out there and just play ball. But they're really good. They're, in my opinion, the number one defense in the NFL after watching them. I know statistically they're pretty high, but I've really been impressed with them. So it's going to be a huge challenge. And, yeah, they do a lot of good stuff.
Oh, boy. Oh, I wish he wouldn't have gave them that. Oh, my God.
What do you give me for?
Uh-oh.
This is unbelievable.
What about the?
There's got to be somebody out there that the same thought went through their mind as went through mine. Can we listen to that one more time? Well, we can because I can push the button. Oh, my gosh. Did this ring a bell with anybody else? Take a listen.
Obviously, you watch and get as much in as you can. But like I said, you kind of go out there and just play ball. But they're really good. They're, in my opinion, the number one defense in the NFL after watching them. I know statistically they're pretty high, but I've really been impressed with them. So it's going to be a huge challenge. And, yeah, they do a lot of good stuff.
Okay.
He sounds exactly like Brock Purdy.
Nah.
Obviously, you watch and get as much in as you can, but like I said, you kind of go out there and just...
It sounds like Purdy.
Ah.
Obviously, you watch and get as much in as you can, but like I said, you kind of go out there and just play ball. But they're really good. They're in my...
Play Purdy and him back to back? Okay.
Yeah, Steiny, not yet. I got to hear this one.
All right, give me some Brock.
Something that we talked about playing lead to some soreness and stuff. So sort of not expected close. It, but you know, quick turnaround Thursday night game and everything. It's tougher. I don't have as many days to you know get right and heal up and feel better. So just where we're at.
Obviously, you watch and get as much in as you can. But like I said, you kind of go out there and just play ball. But they're really good. They're in my opinion.
I went to
It's actually the exact same. The microphone's different that they spoke into, but
and
they're
that
exactly
interview,
the
they
same.
Told me, Mr. Johnson, don't call us, we'll call you. So that's what applies to that. Your boy's got a deeper voice, bro.
Let's see.
Dude, he gave the Rams defense
love. Oh, look at Ricky P on the YouTube chat. I thought it was Purdy. I just needed one. Thank you. My man.
We would tell
Ricky
you if you
P.
were
I just I needed wrong. One. I wasn't wrong. Somebody else had the same thought. Let's cut to the chase here, though, with Mac Jones and his status. Where he was versus Jacksonville with where he is this week.
Really, just like I talked about, just day by day getting better. And at the end of the day, you just have to ask yourself if you can protect yourself in the game. And felt good to go. So, obviously, every week, guys are dealing with stuff. And it's an everyday battle, so you're just working through it. Like I say, that's your job as a backup, and you know you're not playing the first snap if you're backing up, and then everything else is fair game. So I definitely approach it that way. I have a good system that I believe in, and the coaches definitely have us ready to play. So that's your job as a quarterback, and whether you're a starter or backup.
Right, that was either Brock Purdy or Mac Jones.
Nah,
Mac
Jones. It's not like he's going through puberty there. When you get your voice start changing, Mac. Brock's got that deep voice. Oh, God. Some people agreeing with you. It's all right. Look at you. You're so you know, proud.
I am proud.
Like it's a painting.
I'm very proud. And, you know, I'm most proud because the only person that matters agrees, and that is the great Ernie Chavez.
Who's back? I guess he was banned. I didn't know how. They had banned on the chat.
I owe Ernie a thank you. Well, thank you, Ernie, for the birthday email. But I'm a little down on you because I didn't bump into you at Friedman's, and my sources said that you might be popping by.
Yikes.
Might be popping by. But I do know that Evan was there, so maybe you didn't want to pop over because of that.
Evan was actually working. Did you get on the mic with him?
Of course.
Segment.
Yeah, I got on at 1. I thought it was that. I thought it was our typical 1 to 112, but it turned out to be 1 to 126. But that's all right. I filibustered. We talked about the walk-in refrigerator.
You are a 14th boy, the crossover.
The only time he was there that his glass was empty.
I got you.
Hey.
Man will find the fluids.
You know what? Here's what's happening at Friedman's, and it's truly remarkable. Yeah, you're right, Evan. A couple years ago, I'd walk in there, and I'd look around, and I'd be, oh, I'm going to grab a beer. Now they know me. They go get it for me. I had my guy Russell just
come on.
He was running around.
And you remember his name. That's why I like you, man.
I just made it up. I'm not sure if it was Russell.
God.
No, Friedman's Appliance. And I've told people this before. And this
I gotta
is
a, get there.
This is especially for the young people, Evan's age.
Well,
and Grandy and Carter. And it's this. If you ever do get a girlfriend, all right, I know it's a long way from A to B, but if you guys ever do get a girlfriend, okay, and you know, it's, you're turning that corner of, we're going, getting a little serious here, all right, and you want to take it up another notch, surprise her. Tell her, baby.
Oh.
Baby, just reserve the night. Just reserve the night where we're going to surprise. And then we go and we get the Friedman's Appliance. And let me tell you what's going to happen. Your relationship will be jump started.
And will they be married like Carter is? You forgot that?
Very possible.
And Ernie Chavez says he was there. Shame on you.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, but I guarantee he didn't come till after 2:20. Actually, I stayed till...
It doesn't
seem
like
about 2:30,
yeah.
But there's something, you know, I stayed till 2:30.
Well, Ernie, you weren't there when Ernie
Shut
got
up,
there.
Evan.
Dude, that is.
You know,
beep, beep.
You know, kids, in a way, this is, somebody asked me to explain this, and I can't really explain it. It's more of a feeling.
Yeah.
You walk into Friedman's with your partner.
Gotcha.
It's like an aphrodisiac in there.
Oh, boy.
It really is.
You're
showing your partner that, hey, let me tell you what's important to me. Your comfort in the kitchen. That's what's important to me. And she'll see that. And he'll see that, depending.
Back to Wiggins.
And let me tell you something.
Stop it, man.
Let me tell you something. You have a better chance of scoring after going to Friedman's Appliance than you do taking her to the ballet, I'll tell you that. Or a movie. Do something different. I'm telling you.
Let's go look for some stoves.
Exactly. Dude, you should see some of their outdoor grills.
No,
my God.
Do you have one at the, you got one at the crib.
Yeah, it's really nice.
But
then you go to Friedman's and you're like, geez, we need an upgrade.
Yeah.
Then again, we're not barbecuing for 42 people a day.
What's a good grill, Kasia?
Great question.
You would think I would know
everything.
My wife bought
I think you can get a good one for about $800, $600 to $800.
Wow. But you, I thought you were about to say $15,000, $2,000.
Well, you
keep going.
I mean, you can get a nice round Weber one for $99.99.
If you were at the fall clearance sales event,
you
might have been able to cash in.
You guys, man.
They
special.
Did have, I'll tell you what, they did have this mini fridge. That was marked down. It was originally like $500 and it was down to like $229. And I was like, oh God, that would be so nice for my office.
Right. You should have got it.
I thought about it, but.
You work here.
Yeah, it's like my daughter said, I'm just not very materialistic. It's a shame.
We got Birkenstocks on.
Yeah. With socks.
Dude, you look like something. I'm going to call you Moses. Well, he didn't have socks. Go ahead.
Because he didn't make it?
Oh, he made it.
Moses?
Yeah, he parted the sea.
Didn't make it to the promised land.
That's pretty good.
I'm pretty sure he got across the water.
Oh, boy.
I think he got across the water and then but going north and going north got into a little trouble.
Moses was Shanahan. Got
Noah
to the mountaintop.
Yeah, Noah made it. Yeah.
Ten Commandments, thou shalt know the overtime rule. right, what do we got here?
And don't, no man's land. I'm going to put you on the spot during the crossover.
Do it now. Though. Do it now.
No, with Willard. It's I want you to man up and say what you and Ross said about the decision to let Brock
play. I've already figured out how I'm handling
it. Right? Look at you.
You think I haven't?
Willard, you've changed it.
If he goes, well, it's just not true, I'll be like, I'll just say, it was a bad look. Yeah, no, I'm just saying it was a bad look.
The bad look.
Well, no, but you said it was a mistake. Oh, yeah, man. It doesn't matter if it was or wasn't. Just a bad look, that's all.
Man.
Yeah.
I've had friends say, you know what? You were out of control at some venues. You were this or that. But when you say, they say, Guru, it's a bad look. That just penetrates different, man. A bad look. Damn.
We got a minute left here. Could you quick answer this question from on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line? This is from the 408. It's always been the South Bay. Where do you get these horrible takes, Goo? Seriously, Barry Bonds.
Just think about
See,
it.
See, this is where, are you chewing gum?
It's a Mamba. I needed it. I mean, you've been long-winded today, Mr. Nahegan. I thought I could finish it.
Mr. Nahegan.
You've been long-winded today.
Mr. Nahegan.
Evan, I thought I
Mr.
could
Mr. Nahegan.
Come on, man.
He's eating. He just put a candy into his mouth.
But you dined me out.
That's right.
Nobody would have known.
And now you know what you got? And now I'm going to do it. You got some spit right on your chin.
That I do.
That you need to wipe off.
But
all right.
You've been going long today, so I thought I could finish.
I know. I'm out of gas. All right. We're going to get back into the Warriors on the other side. As it relates to Kuminga, we also jump into some Giants. Buster Posey basically said we wouldn't hire Bruce Bochy at gunpoint. bringing back that guy. That segment, ladies and gentlemen, the number, you know the number, 888-957-9570. Here's the most preposterous take I've heard today from the Boxer and Gerson text line. Actually, I'm going to say it on the other side. I've just seen the most ridiculous take on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line. It's the worst take since Guru said that thing on Monday about Shanahan's coaching job. I'll share it with you. That segment was brought to you by Crystal Geyser, Alpine Spring Water. I am mad at you now.
I don't care.
No, you will.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.